Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creatives who were in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 3 of the Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. On today's episode, we'll be speaking to Paula, who'll be representing the National Cultural Foundation, talking about the Sweet Limes, Michael Ray and Sims talking about Soca Junction, and DJ Simmons from Soca Stage. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
So today we're here with Paula, who's here on behalf of the National Cultural Foundation. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the studio, Paula.
Thank you. It's really nice in here. I'm very excited.
So today we wanted to touch on Popover as a whole, but more specifically the Sweet Limes is what we wanted to look at and give people an idea of what it is that's coming up and give them a feel for what they could look forward to at the Sweet Limes.
Yes. So I was really excited when you told me you wanted to talk about us as part of the weekly events that Killing It in BIM.
Yes.
Because the Popover Sweet Limes are going to be every Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
During the month of June. So I don't have to give you those dates, listeners. You can just make sure you check on your calendar. You have something to do the 2nd and the 3rd, and then every Friday and Saturday after that.
Yeah.
And we are just like following up on the vibe on the ground right now. This is the first, I'm calling it the first real Popover.
Yeah.
Because the last one was like a dry run, sometimes a mask, sometimes not. Like, we are fully flat on the ground right now. I'm not literally Luke. Right. And the same for the NCF. The projects are bigger this year, better this year, more excitement. And these Popover Sweet Limes, what we're doing is feeding off of that energy and building up to our bigger events.
Yeah.
So these smaller ones are about providing an opportunity for all these shops and bars to get really not just visibility, but revenue.
Yeah.
We've had shops sell out last year.
Yeah, many of them. Sweet Limes,
they're like, we don't have any more drinks.
Yep.
No more food. So this is for those people.
So you're really into the community.
We are deep into the community.
Because even like a lot of the places y'all went last year, stuff, places I wasn't familiar with, and a lot of other people weren't familiar with. And so, I know Thelma's down behind here.
Exactly. We went to Thelma's in Riverland, St. Philip, J Escape, St. Michael. We went all over Scotland View Bar. I won't list them all, but like, I remember Diners in Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was
we had a good time. I had an old brigand. I had little fish. I had a good time. The service the good. Everybody come up in the kitchen and get some food. No, we had a good time down there. We had a blast.
Amazing time. I remember ESA Fuel was our sponsor that night. Mm-hmm. So I took a little job at some white rum and I had a good old time. The breeze was nice. The fish was well seasoned.
Yes, well seasoned. Listen, I had a good time here.
Shop food is just a different type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Once I get my ice in a little tiny white bowl.
Yeah,
I know that I am. I'm in the real thing here now. But this year, can I tell you where we're going?
Please do.
So the first one is the 2nd of June, Friday, June 2nd at John Moore Bar. Mm-hmm. So let me look down. Highway 1, St. James. Because I'm horrible with directions. I had to look down at my nose for that
one. Fish Market, you know?
listen. But we're going to John Moore Bar and we have like an amazing lineup. So you're going to get Mikey Dread. Mm-hmm. You're going to get Hachi and Sizz, AON Songs, MHK and NG.
Of course.
If you're on Twitter, you know what we're talking about. Peter Ram is there doing giveaways. And then we've got so much bashment. You know that song Wasteland? That was
of course.
We have Quan the artist for that one. Sugary, Stiffy, Lil Rick is going to be a time y'all have to come out.
We're not starting out hot here.
Hot.
Stiffy, Lil Rick, Sugary, and Quan.
Yep. And after we leave Jamo Bar, make sure that you take your vitamins because we back out Saturday night. We in Stadium Road and we going to Lime Bar.
Yeah, yeah, because you all went there last year too,
we
right?
That's where we ended last year. So then after that, we go into Foley's in Parishland, then Thelma's in Riverland, St. Philip, White Rabbit in Drat's Hall.
I love a White Rabbit.
Listen. And then we're going to Bay Street Esplanade because we would have had two bars that were a little smaller than the others. And we said, look, we still want to support.
Yes.
So they will be exclusively selling their food, their drinks, down at Bay Street Esplanade. That's Quinzel's Kitchen and Tamarind Bar.
Okay, nice.
So
nice,
I know the people from these communities probably are like, I know this place.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. We want these smaller, less known places to not just be known by your community, but for people to come down. Then we go into Hillcrest Community Center.
We're up there on top of the hill.
Hillcrest, St. Joseph, Benny's Bar.
Yeah, the new one up there. Yeah. I like it up there.
All the young people know this one. We go into Highgate Bar and Restaurant in Dash Valley, St. George. And then we are ending at Burgers Bar, Parkinson Field, Pine St. Michael.
You know that one there. Yeah.
You know every haunt. You know every haunt.
Listen, I'm little like, women mothers refer to as hole in the wall places, them tucked away, like, off the beaten track. Those places are the backbone of Barbados. Like, they are the best places
they
to
are.
Go to. Like, you don't necessarily want a big, you know,
it's
fancy West Coast restaurant. Exactly.
It's not hyper.
You want one of them. Like, how we went diners and we had the fish and that was a time.
Listen.
We had a time.
I think I was on an eating tour. I was there.
Because
and
the food
it's
going
to
so
be
good.
Live online too if you can't get there, but we want you to join us.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people in the diaspora who want to be connected.
Oh, yes. And for those people, you'll follow us at Barbados Cropover Festival on Facebook and at lovecropover.bb on Instagram to watch the lives. But if you are here or going to be here, make sure that you come and join us live. We're going to have the calendar of all the events online with all the artists. You can expect Sanctuary. Pick Me Up.
Exactly. he got a song with Mo this year. He brought out two already.
Nice.
Rolling.
Biggie Irie, you know that sweet soca feeling.
Yes.
You need your Biggie Irie. Lead Pipe and Saddest.
Yes.
Grateful Core.
Of course.
So we can send you the location.
Exactly.
And then we have Chrissy D performing, but she's also going to be hosting that live stream that you'll be watching from at home if you can't make it. And the big one, Hyper Songs. And these are just some. I just brought a little tease.
A little flavor, you know.
But we'll be having an amazing time. And you can come right after work on the Friday because we're going from 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saturday, you can get some rest and then come right back down the road.
I love it. And you get all the artists will be released online, all the DJs. Like,
everything will be online at Cropover, at lovecropover.bb on IG and at Barbados Cropover Festival on Facebook. And you can also check www.ncf.bb. Get on our website, subscribe to our mailing list, and never miss another update from the NCF.
Yeah, but as you say, simple and easy. All of them are free, right?
Oh, FREE, free 99.
Perfect.
But put a little $20 in your back pocket. Let me support these small businesses.
Yeah.
And you could win a prize, win tickets to upcoming events, all kind of thing. And the food is good. The drinks are at shop prices. Mm. So we could do a $20 cocktail.
Exactly.
You and I, Luke.
Yeah.
No. We talking about rum mixes for $5. You know the vibe.
Yeah.
So you could come up with $20 and leave feeling good, but getting home safely. It's perfect.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing to worry about. So it's free. So the money
about.
That you would have spent at $20 getting somewhere else, you could then just put it back in the bar. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about. You ain't got no money until you come down the road. You have a good time. And that's good.
And we're also going to be having some nights where we're going to show you some of the 4-day costume bands.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to sign up on the spot for that or Grand Kaduma. But it depends on what is sold up by then. Because you know, everybody is jumping this year.
Yeah.
People that I didn't think would ever jump are playing mass for Cropover. The road can be cart. We go down to the Mighty Grinder Highway doing the dog.
Yeah.
But we will be there and we'll be showing you the costume so you can feel the festival feel.
Yeah, you can get in the vibe. You know, I love that one. You making me sure we is. I'm 27 for those listeners who don't know. But I remember that festival, Fever Jenga. I love that. But yeah.
Yes.
So they're bringing back that over. I really also do believe, just as you said, that this is the big crop over. Like, this is that festival that year. Is like, you want a good year? 2023 was that year.
2023 is the year. And be prepared to party in peace.
Yeah.
We are bringing good energy everywhere. So if you know you are in a bad mood, just stay home.
Yeah.
Just stay home. Watch the stream online. Exactly. But come on and bring good energy. We're not overdoing the alcohol, the food, anything. And we are just going to have a good time. And if somebody bumps into you, don't worry about that, man. Exactly. You want a drink?
You want it. Exactly. Like real old time. You know?
Real old time vibes. Like, so we have to say thank you to the sponsors for making this possible. And you can see the full list. I don't want to name some and not all. You can see the full list of our sponsors on those websites that I mentioned.
Perfect. And no, I am really, really looking for it. I love the Sweet Limes last year.
Me too.
And so many people were like, where you is? Where this is? And like, how many places it is that you could go and you could get like Lil Rick for free. You could see Kwan for free.
Yes.
You know, you could get Hyper Sounds for free.
Hyper Sounds,
you
just get Hachi and Sis.
Yeah.
Yes, your
you
favorite.
Get Hyper Drive team, MHK, Inchi, like, and they don't skimp, you know? So they put the cool foot in it. Like, you just get good, proper tunes. And then what I also like about these events, too, is that you can get connected to the new music. So Biggie Ivory come and sing his new songs, you'll be like, again, they feel like I hear it on a big speaker, not off of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
When Sanctuary come with his songs, you can get the vibe. Yeah. Yes.
That's one of the mandates of the event, actually. I'm glad you hit on that. It's about releasing the new music in the space so people can get accustomed, so that by the time we get to Last Lap, you know the music
and
you're feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual something.
You've got to
get into it. You can't just come to the party. I have a big peeve with people coming to the fete and saying, ain't had no vibe. You got to bring it.
You got to bring the vibe.
You got to bring it.
Exactly it. That is exactly it. You can't. People come and stand up and wait. Like, I know the vibe can fall like rain out of the sky.
It cannot wash you down.
And I feel the vibe. You got to come there primed already.
No, get primed, get ready, so that by the time we get down to that last lap where you're going Bridgetown Market and you're going home and get a nap and then you're coming out, because we have something big this year for that night before Kaduma Day.
Yes.
So we will be pumping all the way till the road.
Yeah. Like, there's a full calendar.
And again, so the calendar of events is online. I know I keep saying it, but everything is on our page at lovecropover.bb and at Barbados Cropover Festival on Facebook. You can also find the private events on our calendar as well.
Which is good. You can plan
your entire Cropover experience on the NCF social media pages.
And that's easy, and that is as simple as straightforward. You got everything
forward as that.
And y'all update it regularly too
we
as
do.
Well.
We put it back up every week, because you can go onto ncf.bb and get your event added as well.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. And for free too, right?
Easy. Adding the event is free. Everything we do, most of it, I should say, is about development and it's about promoting the artists. We don't want anything. We just want people to have an amazing time.
Yeah, and they think that it's good that y'all could come and talk about it so people know.
Yes.
A lot more people are connected and say, okay, I didn't know about that. Let me go on the page and check it out. Let me go and come out, you know. Let me look at the dates. Let me look at the locations. And see people kind of, I want to see a little
bit. That's right. We've been posting all the bands and therefore their costumes. Kaduma Day. We've been posting about everything to make sure that you catch the vibe.
Yeah.
We want y'all to be at everything, not just our events, but make sure that you also come out to the Botanical Gardens. The home of the marquee events for the festival.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad. So one place, one stop shop, everybody can go there, and that's where you can get for the marquee event.
Make sure
event.
You come out for Junior Kadumat. Mm. Make sure you come out for Junior Monarch. And then we've got 4-day Pick of the Crop Finals and Grand Kadumat. But then there's something extra special coming that I cannot tell you about yet. But make sure that you are free the night before Kadumat. We'll get you home in time for your makeup appointment.
You're going to be back. Back on this podcast again to discuss
this, because there's things.
No, you piquing my interest. Yes. I want to know what's going on.
But right now, we're talking about the Sweet Limes. And guys, you have to come out. We'll have promotional materials for you to take home. I know y'all love to see the t-shirts,
the mugs.
People love. They just like to take home something.
Me too.
I like to take home something for Ron.
Exactly.
You know who's Ron? Later on.
Well, I'll go home.
So we have you covered. Just come out. The first one, John Morbar, and that is on Highway 1 in St. James.
Yeah, we say next to that's Barinda Cox Fish Market.
Yes.
Next to the abandoned fire station that down there. Yeah, right down there.
And if you check our social media channels, you will see everything. We're about to put up videos because we know sometimes we're going off the beaten path, mm-hmm. as you have said. We will be putting up directions to the locations from some major landmarks.
Yeah.
So cool. you can get there easily, put on the video, let your passengers direct you. You don't look at the phone while you're driving, and we will get there safely and party in peace this year.
That's how I found Thelma's last year through the video. So I push it in my passenger hand, say, listen, look, direct me from down here. I know the turn off to Harry Smith, and I know 9 after that, so help me get up the road. But we found it, and it was full. It was a good time. Yeah.
Oh, we had
I loved it.
I got lost going to Thelma's as well. Now that you mentioned it. But by the time we got to Bathsheba, we had a rhythm, and what we did is all of us went in a ZM together.
Okay.
So you see, we supporting then a tour operator. We supporting everybody.
You mean diners? You get lost going to diners?
What you say?
You said Thelma's.
I get lost going to Thelma's. But then by the time I get to diners.
Yes. Oh, okay. Right.
Edit me out.
And we had not a drop to drink. Woo! But yes, like, as you say, I love this. I had an idea too as well.
Yes.
Because you know, if you want to go down the road and get your head pushed back, that you could do so safely. Because that's also a very key point in you want people to drink responsibly.
Correct.
And if you know that you're not going to be responsible, don't put other people at risk.
Correct.
Get a taxi, get a designated driver.
Yes.
Make sure that you have your way home so that you could continue to party in peace and continue to party safely with everybody.
Correct. Yeah. And that's why we don't just say thank you to our sponsors at this time. We have to thank the support services because everybody is a part. The Ministry of Health is a part. So we need all of these different auxiliary services to make sure we put on a fantastic crop over 2023. And so we say thank you to you at this time. And thank you to the patrons who are going to be coming out. And again, I have to emphasize, we are partying in peace. And as Luke said in his own little parlance, when you want to get your head pushed back, then we support a tour operator, we support a ZM or a ZR or whatever driver, and a taxi operator, and make sure that we book from early and say, get me down the road for 6 o'clock, pick me back up about 11, maybe 12.
Because
remember, the shop stays open after the entertainment.
That's right.
And we can get home safely, no excess, and we just have a blast.
We're having a good time. And then throughout the season, you want to party happily. You want to have fun.
Correct.
And that's the most important
thing. That is the most important part.
Yes.
So Luke, thank you so much for having me here on the podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course,
we will be back. You will be back for sure at different points.
Big event.
That big event. I want to know what's the big brown that I want to do. Probably even during, because that's Sweet Limes are starting next week.
Yes, they are.
I think by the time this release, it'll be this week. But then,
Friday.
Because I want to keep more people updated about the other plans you have for the season, like Bridgestone Market, Pick of the Crop, the Visual Arts Exhibition.
Oh, yes, that has already started.
You
need to go to Queen's Park Gallery and see We Came on Merchant Ships. The first installation is Movement, and it has three parts, and it's going to be incredible. I went on Thursday, and it opened to the public from Friday, and you guys are going to love it. And don't be like, oh, I'm not really into the art. You will love it.
Trust me, you will love it. That connection.
Because we all came on merchant ships. You will feel that connection.
Exactly.
Trust me.
No, I. That's why, like, because we've seen how comments on our social media. People say, oh, the NCF don't do this and that. And then it's like, that's not true.
Because stuff
is going on. There's cultural stuff that's going on. Y'all don't know. And then it's like, oh, I didn't know. It's like, but you can't blame the NCF if you didn't know. So
stay tuned to our social so you know what is happening. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, there's a lot of work. Something for everybody. Because somebody told me that they were like, he's a born-again Christian, so he doesn't want to jump or go to fast, but he wants to keep abreast of what's going on with Calypso, with other stuff in the festival.
An amazing tribute to the late Kamau Brathwaite just this past weekend.
Sycorax,
Yes, Sycorax, a tribute to Kamau. And we've got so much more coming up that you can get involved in, because there's things happening from the music desk, literary arts, dance. So come out. There's something for everyone.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Thank you so much, Paula.
Thank you, Luke. Mr. Basil D.
Yes.
Welcome to the Lore It Up podcast, powered by Basil D Magazine.
Okay, so tonight we're here with Michael Ray and Sims from Soca Junction.
Good night.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, guys. I just really wanted to jump right into it and talk about Soca Junction, like how y'all started, how the season began, what plans y'all have for the future, how it's going so far, because it's the new hot event on the scene that everybody's really plugged into. This is the first time around for y'all, right?
Yeah, it's Soca Junction's first year for sure, yeah.
That's impressive, quite impressive. So tell me about it.
I definitely start by saying that this is something that we had planned, but still not planned. When I say that, I was telling my career for a while now, like, we need to do something together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. We just need to do something together. Thankfully, we were given the opportunity with a venue. I brought the idea to my career. He liked it. And literally, all the pieces of the puzzle just came together. Mm-hmm. And Soca Junction was born.
Yeah.
That's basically how it happened.
I like the venue too. It's very central. It's I like how it really came together. It feels very, very organic in the way that it has evolved and continues to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The growth was surprising to us. I don't think we had anything in the past that grew this quickly. Mm-hmm. So first of all, let me thank general public. Like, we appreciate this, and we feel more like if we're doing this for the culture as opposed to just for ourselves selfishly. We honestly feel that way. Like, we feel like a Friday night soca party was necessary. Mm-hmm. It was a hole in the market, per se. I know there were a bunch of them out there, but we just wanted to add another one to just bulk it up a bit and get those $20 short pants. Sweat to you.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah. You know what I mean? Sharp pants, what that sting. Yeah.
Drink some drinks and go home, you know?
Yeah, everything was perfect about it. The timing, it being basically a budget party. We actually spoke about that. Hopefully in the future, we could do something like that with that name. Michael, remember the budget party? Mm-hmm. But basically, everything just gelled together well. Timing, the price, and the energy. Michael just said thanks to the public for helping out. Big up the sponsors too on that. Yeah, everybody just came together. I remember when Michael and I started this, like, for the first time, we had each sponsor at the venue showing them the vision and replacing each tent where we needed it to be. Yeah. That was the first for Michael and I. Sure. And from there, we saw the energy, we felt the love, and the hard work is literally paying off. We're seeing it. Each time you pay that 20, we reinvest it. Now, one Friday, if there is, we call them good problems. Mm-hmm. We rectify them. And for instance, the second week, Michael, when we had that door issue with everybody, next week, we rectified that with the barricade. So each week is something better and better.
Yeah. Constantly improving, because everybody, we must remember, even though it's grown so big, it's only 5 weeks old.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, so it's only 5 years old. It's a baby, and we're just trying to raise it into a decent human being in society.
Crow get huge. Yeah.
So we just try to improve every single week till we have a product that we know we are satisfied with completely, and the public can be happy with. You could come in, no issues, everything streamlined. Mm-hmm. You enjoy yourself. You genuinely enjoy yourself. And come again next week.
Yeah. Okay. It really has been growing every week. Like, and I like that. It's a constant evolution that you constantly reinvest back into the brand.
For sure.
To making sure the brand, it constantly keeps getting better patrons who keep coming out every week.
For sure.
Correct.
I see you have a lot of artists on board too. I think last week was Grateful Cole too.
No, Grateful Cole was in week 2.
It was 2 hours early. Yeah, like that event was birthday week 2. That was a big crowd.
Yeah. And that's the good thing about the Junction, you know, we have so many weeks, right? Because I think our schedule was 14 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, 14 weeks.
14 weeks. That's 2 artists, 1 or 2 artists each week. Mm-hmm. And don't talk about the DJ lineup.
DJ lineup keeps rotating because we're trying to get everybody
Every person is involved in it.
Get everybody playing Junction for sure.
Because I think Indian then was last week then.
Yeah, with the flag and people were on the lights.
Some of the I saw that bit. I was like, this is big. Nah, a lot of good energy, like real soca lovers coming out to have a good time.
Yeah.
We'll feel the energy, and I was just watching it through the screen, so I can only imagine
how
it was there.
I'm having a lot of fun with this.
I like that. That is not, you know, because some events become real stressful for people.
Not this one. This feels close to me, and I feel like the timing was right for Jason to approach me and us to do something together and collaborate because we got busy schedules. He's been doing his thing, I've been doing my thing, but I felt like this was at the perfect time, and everything, as he said, fell into place piece by piece. And the product is something that I am actually very proud of.
Yeah, so for a very young product, it's still very, it's grown exponentially. So y'all will carry it down to the end of the season?
Yeah, as long as people come, we're rolling.
Yeah, most definitely. We were even thinking as far as doing out of season, not to say too much.
Right, exactly. Not just get that little teaser. So this is the first time you two have worked together, because I know both of you have different ventures.
We work together all the time. Michael would have his events, like Blur, obviously. We would share ideas together because we are best friends. So we would genuinely look out for each other and what's not. But to say that we have a product that is actually ours, Michael Ray and Sims on paper. Yeah, Soca Junction is the first. And I tell him all the time, keep whispering in his ear, the first of many.
Yeah, the first of many. No, you could definitely see it. The framework is absolutely laid right there for that. Like, it could very well be the first of many, and it could very well grow to quite large.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to grow it as big as it can and help DJs get a platform to come to, get artists come sing some new music. Just, I feel like the season is usually carried by the smaller events.
It is.
we get kind of consumed with big parties and the fanfare. Because, you know, but we do love them as a people. We love those big events, you understand? But budget parties is what carries the culture.
Just what it is.
You know what I mean? There's a large majority of people who can very much afford a $20 party and want to come out and enjoy themselves with a big group of people. So I think that we can lay out grip from framework, as you said, and move forward with that, because this is again for the culture. For the culture. We're trying to do this long term.
Everyone wins. Everyone wins on the Junction.
Exactly. That's a good tagline. No, you could obviously, everybody would have heard Bungie Garland's Hard Fat, you know, not going to Small Fat, but as you say, it's the Small Fat that's really carried the culture.
Because there's
one thing when it's an event, let me say July 4th or July 30th, and you gotta wait for that. And then by the time you get into that, you're feeling the season almost done. Whereas when it's with a weekly event, you could constantly feel that you could go back, that you will go this week, and then next week will not be the same. But it's still a good party, but it's a good party in a different dimension.
But you should have said he ain't paying the small money.
That's that.
Because, you know what I mean? Fats are relative. You got a lower price, but it could be a big party.
It could be a good, big party. It could be a good party. A lot of money. Good memories from Cropover's past were at those smaller events. Passion
those
Network.
Really, those really warm up. Like,
those really warm up. Those really vibe.
So you need it. You need it. And I think, well, I know now because it's proven that the Beijing public missed it.
Yeah, they absolutely did. Really did. So y'all really, I don't know whether it was conscious, whether it was slightly unconscious, whether y'all were feeling something in the vibe, but y'all really tapped into something that was very missing. I mean, look at the way it's blown up. And look at the way it will continue to go.
To be very honest with you, after week one, when I sat and I analyzed the product a little more, me and I had a meeting, and I was telling him that, you know, there is a group of youngsters coming up now into the party world who missed that entire...
Who missed that time? That whole time. You know,
so this is their chance now. To experience what we keep talking about.
Right.
Well, we used to party Tuesday.
Thursday. This is their thing. So
Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday was off.
The Monday was the off day. So this is their Brewster's Road. Correct. This is their Passion Network.
They're frazzled.
They're scroll up.
This is what, you know what I mean? And they got good events over there, good smoky events, $20 parties during the week, all during the week this season. So I think that we giving them some idea of what we experienced, and all of us can survive together. That's proven. And that is as tried and proven.
Yeah, tried and proven.
So, 20 of us to get into all the events, so that's good.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's good. That's good. For 5 sure. events.
Keep it flexible.
And be good to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you all at lot 11 Warrens?
Yeah, we are. Won't give it too much. We feeling.
Oh, but what y'all are staying there? I hear some whispers. The streets talk to me and say, I hearing that them might move. So I said, all right, well, cool.
Streets,
you know, I will wait to see.
Smoke too big.
And I didn't even hear that from this week. I heard that from the week before. So somebody had two friends went, who are not soca people, mm-hmm. and then went down the road, mm-hmm. and then was like, all right, this was real good, but I hear it moving to a bigger venue. I was like, ooh. Interesting, but you could see it, you know, it's the growth
in the tweets and the comments that we hear and we see.
There's people constantly asking for more space.
Yeah, asking for more space.
And the crowd again, the crowd caught us a little bit surprised.
Yeah, you could see it. No, it's been rapid growth.
The growth is rapid crazy. Growth.
But look, you said something just now that is very important. You said that you had two friends that went. That do not like soca.
No, they had no a really soca good people. Time. They had a good,
and that's something
thing.
That Micah and I have been hearing also, which is really surprising. Just like, yo, bro, we really don't like soca, but the energy and the vibe on the junction was like, this is the place
for
to
sure.
Be.
It's
like,
on everybody's tongue. Like,
I kind of like soca now.
Yeah, exactly. It was really like that.
Thank you, Barbados.
It was definitely was like that. So I was surprised that I was out. The Friday, this was 2 Fridays ago, and they got a message saying, oh, we're going on Soca Junction. I was like, we're not going on Soca Junction. But then the thing is then there was 2 friends and they messaged somebody else to invite them down and confuse them that then come down from Orange Hill to come to the junction. And all I had a time over there.
I love how the junction is roll off of people.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite parts of all Soca Junction. We going for the junction.
Yeah, we going for the junction, exactly. So it feels, everything about it feels very organic.
Sure.
Nothing is
very
is
organic. And I am a big, big fan of things that happen organically. You know what I mean? They last longer.
They last, that's true. It's completely organic. So it's great. Like I said, you always
first
out the gate in terms of, because when we constructed the calendar, we constructed it with Soca Junction in mind, because then people were asking what other weekly
events.
We really
appreciate that. Thanks for that, for sure.
So it was that, and then we started building it out, and then other people came on. That's how we got to flesh out so much more. But it's good. It's really indicative, just as I said, of the quintessential crop over party that people get throughout the season that are looking for, especially early, as you said, like what you said, with you invite artists, you invite DJs, and everybody gets a platform. Not that Soca Junction out here, and you gotta come and bend the knee and beg for a little time on the mic, anything.
No,
so that
we calling people.
Exactly.
And when you say invite, we definitely are grateful to have the platform that to just not invite and say, come and pass through, but what is your price?
Yeah, oh, I like that.
Yeah, what for sure, because most definitely. Everybody that come, we pay.
And when we say that, we definitely do have a budget.
Yeah. Let me tell you, come down and say, call it $5,000 and we going through, you know.
Definitely got a budget, for sure.
But we definitely wouldn't call and say, yo, we want you to come for free.
Right.
No, you're in the studio.
Correct.
You like try to turn on, somebody got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Here's.
Got to spend time putting together a quality product.
So important.
We paying for sure.
That is so important. So what can people look forward to in the future then from Soca Junction?
Soca Junction has a lot to offer in the future. Without giving away too much, we got big plans. Mm-hmm. Big is the opposite word. Got big plans, and we can carry it right now to the season. We can get as many artists.
We promise you that
possible.
You guys are going to see as much artists and
as
DJs,
we can.
The creatives.
For sure.
And not as only the can. Artists, like this week we got Spinny.
Yeah,
so the right. Spinny, so, the Scoobies, all of them
to,
that made the culture.
Yeah, we try to
every single crop
over,
person.
Crop over the last couple of years took a few jabs to the face.
Truly.
And we're trying to help it to recover a little bit because I don't want to see it die. That's my favorite time of
year.
And honestly. I'm sure I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So I think that it needed to come about so that we could channel some energy into it.
Mm-hmm.
Crop over, I mean, and revive it for our COVID belly searcher.
Yeah, truly, honestly, and truly, and really come back. Okay, everybody really is of the belief that this year is a good year.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
it feels good. You know what I mean?
Because
most soca people, if you travel or go to Trinidad, if you like soca music, if you follow the culture, you know that when Trinidad is probably lead the way.
Yeah.
When they drop 3 or 4 big hits, you know that the season can be a little high energy. Yeah. High energy. And we got a couple of hits coming out of Trinidad that gets some rotation.
Yeah.
So I know we're feeding off of that energy and the people are enjoying the season so far.
The music coming strong. So it's good then. Like, it's one thing when you hear it on Instagram, but then you go in the Fatal Social Junction, you hear it on a big speaker and it hits in.
Yeah.
It'd be a different vibe. And it's connect people then with the music and with the culture again, rather than wait to later down the season and them not feeling the vibe. And say, oh, sure, I want to get into this. Whereas you could catch the festival fever early and late, carry down throughout the rest of the season.
And that's good because I find that the artists in Barbados now too, they are coming a lot earlier. Even with the bands, I find like everybody move a bit earlier. So Conjunction moving earlier, so to the weekly.
Yeah, like
but the bands, the artists, sure. I'm more sure I called you
the other day and I was like, wait, is it a little early?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Yeah,
I had that conversation for sure. It was a little early. Early is good.
It's good.
I'm fine with early.
The earlier, the better. You know, it helps. It's what keeps the season fresh and keeps it alive as opposed to then. Imagine if it start coming on closer and closer and then crop over and it'll only be in a month. Yeah, and as you start, you stop. But this way, the earlier you get more build up, you get more artists, the time to let the music percolate, let people get involved with it and like stretch a little longer so that it could even last outside the season.
Exactly. That's very important what you just said, just not in the season. Like we could be doing this all the season. We cannot only boxing a good time to crop over.
The only crop over. I believe that. I really do hope, as you say, it continues out the season. Probably even down the November time that people's been now looking for the second crop over, all that type of stuff.
Well, definitely the sponsors like it.
It's
not only us that made this possible. Something
for sure.
You post us a loop and you know your coverage.
Yeah.
And something as simple as that. So it's everybody. I keep telling Michael this, and we say this a lot, is the pieces to the puzzle that we put together.
Yeah,
so from the sponsors to the patrons to you, Luke, we thank everybody.
Yeah, we thank y'all for real.
It's a good time, as I say. I thank y'all too because y'all help keep the culture alive. So there's only so much we could do. So where we could see y'all doing stuff then, we will want assist. I remember you came to me early out and tell me about Soca Junction. So I always lodge in my mind, these men early, but I can make sure, you know, when they see the poster, get a push and let people know because people also come to us and want to know. And
what's coming?
What's coming? What's up? What's going on in the season? Set of people from Canada, the UK, the US, is my sure what's going on now? How do I get tickets to her? How do I do this? All that type of stuff. So all we try to do is put the information away that they can access it.
That's true.
Great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing. So where is that y'all doing something that is not it's not a budget buster, it's budget friendly. Everybody could do it. I mean, $20 a Friday, you wanna go in a Kilco, you go on there, get 2 drinks, have a good time. They know.
Drinks and a lot of walk-ups.
A lot of walk-ups. So, you know, as you say, short pants and sweat and walk-up bad. And
for sure.
You go home happy. Like, you got to look. Like, you say, cheese on bread. I got to look at a whole heap of money. You're down there. It's a nice time. It's a nice, the week done. You know, you want to relieve some stress.
It's so true.
You don't got to worry about out in the 150, 200, 250. Yeah. You go down there. You have a good time. And
Same party, same way.
And I like that. It makes crop over a lot more accessible to people. Because there was a point. Like 2017, 18, 19, people were starting to complain that the fests were becoming too big and too expensive, and a lot of people, regular people, were being pushed out to crop over because then they're being priced out to crop over there because the fests are aiming at overseas market. So then these type of fests helps to bring it home and helps to make the festival as accessible as possible to as many people as possible.
Well, you do too to also assist the cultures when you have a rotation of a crowd like ours that comes in and those large numbers and keeps rotating every Friday. They get to learn more music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get to understand more. They
you're
get
going
to
a party
people.
Now, you got better vibes in other people's parties.
That's it.
Everybody knows the music. Yeah. Keep hearing this.
The ecosystem is better.
Who's this fella?
Yeah.
I like that song. That song came out in 2014, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That'll come out in 2020, in 2021 when nobody listened to that. In 2022 when no one wasn't paying attention.
You're turning some youngsters into soca lovers.
That's exactly it. That's it, as you say. As we were mentioned before, they got people now who this will be their Portland, their Brewster's role.
Sure.
Who,
so
these will be
ours,
key
you know?
Memories
you
for them.
Remember, soca music belongs to us, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Barbados is part of that history.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fall out of love with it, or you're going to lose piece of history.
Yeah.
So we got to keep it rolling.
Yeah, I really do.
We got to keep it rolling.
Really, really do appreciate that.
Shout out to you. And see if I can beat that, man.
Okay, so your big plans, because as much as y'all say, I don't want to reveal mm-hmm. anything too much, you know. But I do look forward to it. I mean, like I said, it's going to be the same party every time, but each iteration party every week is going to be different at the same
correct.
Time.
Correct. We adding a little something mm-hmm. different to it. You know what I mean? Whether it be a theme, whether it be like a guy like Spinny, whether you got a night mm-hmm. fully taken over by one of these sponsors mm-hmm. and you get a whole different vibe. And
what I want like, to reveal, Michael, and I guess you could show me no, after this. But we do have a theme event and we want everybody to be prepared because you have to get your outfits ready. And
I
know, remember when they had the back to school party.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
Definitely going
to
do it.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Back to school.
We would like to bring back to school in a big way.
Yeah, that is good.
We would like to bring back to school in a big way.
A theme party. You can't ever go wrong with a theme party. And that back to school was missing.
Yeah, boy, yeah, back to
missing. I can't remember when back without a stop. But that back to school fact was huge.
Yeah.
Massive, absolutely massive.
Definitely have some more themes, but for that one, we know the ladies have to go and buy the materials for our beds and go to the scene.
Right,
and
yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
you know what I mean? You go and buy a tie.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Because
the
same thing y'all talk about with Twitter, I've seen that with people saying, oh, Barbados don't got the theme parties. We don't got the theme soca parties. It's like, no, it's when there's got the theme, when I don't pay attention, when I don't, when I'm too big for a theme.
Don't worry, we push it. We can push the theme.
Yeah, really hope.
Barbadians generally tend to ignore themes.
Yeah. Don't want to ignore themes. Nah, and then events don't always push them too hard.
I think one, like that, is nostalgic.
Feel, yeah, that's
and,
good.
And we can
have make fun
a,
with it.
We can touch a nerve with that one for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so definitely. Like,
boy, that,
yeah,
that's
boy,
all
yeah.
a good thing.
Wait, on their hand, you know.
You know what I mean?
And people, like, we used to go all out to all, like,
for
big
sure.
men and the KK and the glasses. They loved it.
White shirt, but
yeah, up to all, like,
I
super
I
geeky.
You have to go on order a pair of all black Air Force.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. See? All that type of vibe. That's yeah, really, sure. it really is what's missing. It really is what's key. All that.
We have it. We, again, like I say, we're having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That is what is really should be at the core of it. That you're having fun is inclusive to as many people as possible.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
all the age groups is beyond junction.
Mm.
Bring your mom.
Bring your sister. Bring the old fogies exactly.
For
it's
sure.
be a vibe. All the videos I see is always a vibe all the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. People enjoy themselves.
They get the tube on sure. on those videos,
baby. For sure, Beijing tube impacting the culture in a big way.
Yeah, massive, massive sure. way, massive big way. Way. See all kind of people over there. He caused a big back and all on Twitter because somebody come and say, Barbados look lively, like it always got fats. And then everybody else kick cutting out and say, well, we island got the most fats and all that type of thing. So I do like the way that he is impacting the culture positively. I mean, there's some negative aspects that people have complained about, but I do like, as somebody also said,
that
was a catch 22. It's a catch 22. It's just, you can't,
I know exactly.
you can't win them all. Yeah, you know what I mean? But he has done, as somebody else also said, he puts Barbados in a positive light in a way that BTMI cannot do.
He put, you know,
yeah,
he
like it's just
a
way.
Lot of households.
Yeah.
He put Barbados in real households.
So, yeah, BTMI, like, shout out, get into.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Show him my boss around.
So, yeah.
Doing things.
Massive, massive things. I want to hear also, too, your sponsors, because I know that those sponsors are key to what makes this event a success too as well. And I could well believe that a lot more are going to join. Because, you know, a lot of Barbadians are late adopters. So,
yes.
You know, as in see it becoming big,
yeah,
even if they didn't believe it from the jump.
You know what I mean? As my two main men is always telling me, you just got to prove yourself first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
without a shadow of a doubt.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So shout out to sponsors for sure. Being shout out. Yeah. That love you.
We got Sunshine Snacks, Massey, Remy Martin, Creamery, Deputy, Eco Steam, Sims Exclusive, Minus Magic. Am I missing any, Michael?
Don't say that.
Crown D.
Crown D. Shout out Damien.
Oh, yeah, Damien. You didn't even know, I get it.
Shout out Damien. Yo, shout out Crown D.
Crown D. Crown D. Crown D. Crown D.
You know, that'll be a serious
one. Man, me got cursed.
And we also, Atlantic Marketing, they Atlantic just recently marketing, came on. Shout out to all the sponsors that are going to come on.
Yeah,
yeah, shout out to all y'all guys. If y'all want us, you've got to reach me at 8205533.
Yeah, you got some big names there, but I believe a lot more will join on. Creamery, Atlantic Marketing, letting them people buy.
Yeah, for sure. They're doing a lot for the culture too.
Yeah, Crown D. Yeah.
Show Crown D again.
Yeah. Sunshine Snacks, yeah. So, I'm glad to see the support.
We got excellent sponsors.
Yeah, excellent sponsors, honestly and truly.
These guys really
actually,
behind
talking
us.
About Sunshine Snacks, that would have been the very first sponsor that we would have met.
For
with.
Sure. Shout out to Javon.
Javon would have been the person that literally was like, yo, let me call this person. Correct. Let me call this person. Let me call this person.
He made a lot of conversations start.
That was good.
And it started the Monday, the Wednesday. He had everybody down on the junction, as I said earlier, putting their stars together.
He made calls. He made calls to some of our.
That is so important here to have that buddy, that one buddy. Say, yeah, vouch for you. This is how we getting through, you know.
Yeah.
Come through with our first sponsorship.
Also, one shout out. All the guys at Massey Distribution, especially Jonathan Buffels.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Opening up that conversation for us. Khalil, Troy, and Terry for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Massey Distribution for that, for looking out for us. Shout out to Deputy. Massive shout out to Eco's team again.
Eco's team, they were good. Yeah, I saw them at Bel Air and they were, them was on the ball.
Man, something dropped, it just disappeared.
Man, it just disappeared, B.
Super clean.
Man, had a system here. And I was y'all are good. Efficient. Super efficient.
If y'all need venue cleanup, shout out.
Yeah, they were good. Very, very, very good.
Guys, real professional.
Yeah. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I love coming here, man.
Time is the most important thing. And to make the time, thanks for calling us. Thank you for selecting us. Like, everything is going good. As you know, he's the only boy that could get me.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
I don't do interviews with anybody else.
So from the time you said, what's up, Junction, I was like, let me write down my little note. But I ain't going to know that this is going to be a podcast. Okay. I will want to discuss that.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it. I don't mind coming.
Yeah. No, it's always a good time, man. So I'm looking forward to this Friday too as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Big things are going.
Easy. Basody. Today, we're here with Mr. DJ Simmons from Gainon Magazine. What going on?
I'm a Gainon Luke. I get busy, but I'm grateful, man.
Yes. It's good to have you here. Long, long, long overdue.
That is true. Also, got to say big respect to my wife, Empress Zynga, the co-founder. Mm-hmm. Big up.
Yeah. I just want to jump straight into it and talk about Gainon Magazine and let people know about the way that you guys started and how far you've come and what is it that you have in store for the future?
Well, Gainon really started because my wife and I, we would perform at spaces and then people would come and see the pictures on Facebook and be like, well, I didn't know this was happening. I didn't know this was going on. And then we say, all right, this is what we can do. We can start to put up the posters of our friends wherever anybody performing. We can do a little flip book. Make it a little fancy, and we can put it on the internet. And it really started to catch on. And then my wife was like, but DJ, we got a camera. And I tell she, but I know how to use the camera. And she said, well, I got a little beginner training here in video editing and video production, because she has a master's in art entrepreneurship from UE, a whole master she is. So she actually trained me on how to do stuff for video. And we start interviewing our friends, because one of the things that we used to get is because there wasn't really a Basil D or anybody out there that was talking to the artist properly. Yeah. You used to get the same three questions. What is your inspiration? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? All these same questions all the time. But artists got stories, and not just artists, but the creatives of Barbados. And we just started to have conversations, the same conversations that we would have in parking lots, backstage, the same conversations that we would have with our artist friends. We just brought that straight to YouTube, and we recognized that there was a place for this. And I got to big up our business mentor, Selwyn Cambridge, for helping us to point us in the direction of establishing a website, and then establishing these branches where we can continue to change the narrative of Barbadian culture from our own corner, where we can show people an immersive experience into Barbadian art and culture through whether it is our radio show, our awards ceremony, our live events, our online festivals, our video interviews, our web series, anything. So once we can just dictate and show people what other Barbadian creators are doing on all walks of life in Barbados, we bought it.
That's very, very impressive. A very, very strong mandate, a good mandate. And as you say, you really filled a niche in the market that just didn't exist before.
There were some people doing it, but we felt like if the way how we were going to do it was going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Because you have to have this way of being able to have this engaging conversation that feels that you can relate to everything that is happening, but has a bit of polish on it that will also attract international audiences as well.
Yeah, and to be able to capture those conversations, have those conversations, you say, beyond what you're doing in 10 years, what inspires you, that type of thing. But to really look at artists from an artist perspective as well, like to be able to understand, and especially struggles, the triumphs, or all the just the day-to-day going about it.
Yeah, and when the viewer is able to relate to the creative, then when they hear their next song or when they see the next painting, right, then they're going to be like, oh, that's the father I hear. Oh, let me see what he's here doing now.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, I would never forget, we did a series where we went to the archives and we were having people like Justy and Mahalia and Adrian Green and Nandi Yar go through their heritage and their history, learning about where they come from, you know. And man, that was a great series.
I think so too.
Like, just to find out that he grandfather, like he was a two-timer. But it was real cool, man, just helping to share those stories.
No, I like it because I like that both magazines have their own individual lane. This is going on Bazadi, and then the angle that you go down, as you say, then it creates some more personable angle for the artist, so that people could be able to understand and people could relate. And like, you wouldn't have gone that on any other platform with Justy going on to the archives and doing that type of stuff. I think that's completely brand new and unique, and is much needed. And I hope that y'all continue the work that you're doing.
Me too.
For a long, long time.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for the support, man. Yeah,
of course. And I also want to know now about Soca Stage 2, which is an event that y'all are now bringing about weekly.
Yes. So it was really born out of it started from Cropover 2022, because Cropover 2022, we were told that not a lot of people were knowing the music when they went out and party. So we said, okay, we can just create a playlist on YouTube. This is a bunch of Bajan songs that we find. One place, you can listen to them. And a lot of people had come on the website and were listening to it. So this year, we said we can make it a little bit more exciting and entertaining. And we also wanted to keep people in the habit of voting for things. And when we have the People's Choice Awards, so we wanted to keep the momentum going for that as well. So we say we will have a soca chart where you'll be able to come to this one space on our site, be able to listen to all the genres of soca that they got, and also be able to vote for your favorites whilst you are on the chart. And then we're also going to be working with the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation very soon.
Okay.
But they're actually going to be producing a radio show based on the soca chart. No, that was just the plan. We can just do this here. We just can't listen to the
music.
Come and
listen to the music. Let's go for the favorites
and learn about the business. However, we have friends. Our friends were like, well, when I got the chart, when I got the music, when I know the artist, why when I don't do something, already the artist from the same chart could come and perform, right? I actually build memories with the music, because I am an avid soca lover. I have to blame my father for that, the original Dempsey Simmons, because coming out as a little boy, he always was playing bare soca in the house. My very first album in life was a Crossfire album. And I know that soca music builds memories. People are connected to soca music through when they hear it at a particular point in the party, who they was dancing with, who they was hugging up with, what kind of drinks they was drinking in the gallery when they hear this particular song, you understand? And when the artists could come now in kind of like a stage show kind of setting where there's no big bright lights. I mean, yeah, we could go and we could get big funding, you know, work hard to get some big funding and do the big stage bright lights, but a lot of people are doing that. We need a community vibe, a community spirit, that kind of glorified Ramshot feel where you come out, everybody is among the good friends, everybody dancing, the body know what the phone right now, and the artists could come and perform right down inside with the people and create the memories for the music. People can learn the music at the same time. Up on top of that now, the DJs can also be playing the music at the event. And the DJs real excited to play because they could come now and play for a crowd that actually want to hear new music.
Want to hear it because it's hard to do it in events, and DJs have complained about that you launching new music at, let's say, a big event like a Bel Air, and people start looking at you like, what is this? Like, what's going on?
That's real. And you can't blame the DJs for that, because people pay the money to come and enjoy the music that they know.
They don't want hearing the new music, and the new music and bust. So, and then people get and say, oh, this be DJ play bad, and then you get cursed on. Like,
nah, the DJ play bad at all, but obviously DJ play bad. It's just that he may have selected a song at the time that it hit. But this is the reason why we did this too. And we selected the day Thursday because we wanted a day that it's a day that is not like fully on for the weekend, because everybody doing the big events for the weekend. And we done all Wednesdays lock off. Soca State of Mind.
Soca State of Mind. Lock right off. That's too big. That's a Goliath. You can't go up against that.
But we wanted to find a space where we could get like 150 people, 200 people, just put a piece of concrete in a car park somewhere, music blazing, they got the microphone there, and artists will come perform, and the DJs playing 50% Corpover 2023 music. Because of some of the friends that I have, and I know you've been hearing some of the demos of these songs from since February and January, and I was like, this year is going to be so good.
This year is going to be different. This year is going to be a very, very good year.
Based on the recording of this podcast, there's a song that was released, I believe, yesterday or 2 days ago by Marvie. It's called Away.
Away, oh my God.
The writing of that song, anybody, if you're going through anything, right, listen to that song.
It's good.
And go to a party and free up yourself.
Good song. Like, from the time I heard that, I was like, yeah. This really encapsulates the vibe. And if this is the beginning, imagine what's going to release later on.
Exactly.
What people got coming. Like, I really think it's going to be a very, very good year. I mean, people have been waiting to be outside. Last year was a kind of a teaser, like a kind of a rusty thing. So then this year is a big year.
Yeah, man. And we just want to play our part by adding what we can do. And one of the things that I can say now, I know you can smile because you always be talking about it for winning Instagram. We have to remember that Corpover is not just a big party. It's a full festival.
It's a festival.
It's a bunch of art. So one of the things that we also want to do during Soca Stage is we actually want to invite fashion designers that might got a line out, you know, for Corpover or the summer. Come and see what this body got that you could come and wear to all the big parties, right? We were wearing Bliss. We were all these big things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could come and see what the fashion designer have, and you could do a nice little show there at Soca Stage. We're also reaching out to the Corpover bands. You could come and do a nice showcase down there as well. And we all know, no matter where you're from, rum and alcohol is a part of Corpover.
That's just what it is. So,
and that's also part of our culture, our art, mixologists. So we also reaching out to mixologists that they could come down and have signature drinks for the night and stuff like that. And we also reaching out to people that do tuck band and cultural shows because we know that there are some people who planning to do some stuff going on during the season, but I ain't gonna call the names yet. But they're gonna come and do some displays in the party.
Yeah.
You might see Steel Palmer playing alongside the DJ with all the new music and things that coming out. You might see certain things like that. You can see some of the Sallys and certain cultural icons jumping through the party. Might say a Shaggy Bear flipping. It's all about the community vibe and also the various arts that impact Corpover as well. That's what we're also about. And there have also been some people who have reached out to us and said, I have a story about Corpover. Can I write an article? I'd be like, sure.
Come on.
There's this particular website, the particular site you want to go on to see the chart and the music that we put in the place for you. The website is guynon.com/Corpover Top 40, and that's 40. And we can actually put the articles on that website as well, so that people can see what is happening for Corpover, not just from a party and fete vibe, but from other walks of life as well. I have been involved in Corpover for a very long time, from literary art sense, from a theatrical sense. I've been part of the Cropover Folk Concert. I have judged in Junior Monarch. I've been picking the crop with Ian Webster, performing with Ian Webster, picking the crop. I've been one of these songs that help you write. You know, I've been a part of teaching summer camps at NCF for Cropover. You know, so I've seen what Cropover is, the festive part. And I really don't like that a lot. We're losing a lot of that. You know, we're losing the photographers, we're losing the dancers. Oh, yeah. Like I always say from day one, they almost everybody had their own show for Cropover, but the dancers is always been an accent.
Just an accessory, yeah. Just tangential. Like, yeah, it really is quite a shame. You are quite right, though, there's been stuff that has been lost and that I hope that we could find back really and truly.
Yeah, I think it is. NCF can't do everything. NCF could do everything.
I keep telling people this. Yeah. So people be like, oh, the NCF. And they're like, the NCF can only do so much. It's only so much people. They're only so big.
Exactly. Like,
they cannot stretch the length and breadth of Cropover and do absolutely everything for everybody. It just isn't realistic. It's not going to work.
Like, correct.
There must be at some points, we as a people, we as a community within Cropover as a whole, as a festival, need to be able to pick up the slack or say, I'm not seeing this. I would like to see this. I will put it on. I will get a band of people together. I will bring a set of people together. This is the location. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to build it. Because a lot of people just jump into these things as a money grab.
Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head right there. There's so much that we could be doing. And that's why we are building Soca Stage right now. It's the whole idea is about community vibe and spirit. We do have some partners on board who are helping us out, like New Visual Rentals, Selected Charts, The Doctor, who is my brother. My brother, The Doctor, he is very, very passionate about this. We also have people like Main Events who, when they heard, they have helped us with the decor for our Gainon People's Choice Awards. And when they saw what we were planning for Soca Stage, they were like, but we got some of them fancy that hurts when they could come in
and get up Soca Stage. Yeah, that's true.
You know, add a little panache.
Yeah.
Big ups to Main Events. But yeah, we actually, from this week itself, we could be changing location because we want to have a space that has more space to party as the events continue to grow. So we're actually going to be out by the National Stadium, a space called First Lady Enterprises, which was the old Village Gate. Mm-hmm. It literally is right there next to the Netball Stadium. It got enough parking.
You were down Dover before. Yeah, Naughty Stadium. Okay. Yeah.
So we just needed to do some logistics, but a couple of things in place.
And as you say, good parking is very central.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good location. I mean, you can't want for nothing more. And it's really a traditional Cropover party space. So,
Go wrong. Admission is free to get into the event. That's one of the things that we really wanted, especially for this first iteration, this first year, because we want people to come out. Because when the artists see the crowd, you know, when the artists see the right soca lovers, when they actually see people dancing.
Soca lovers, that's really
it. Electric. We
You used to go to Passion Network. You used to go to like Brewster's Road, like before Brewster's Road even got too big. I might be before my time, but like you used to go to Soca State and mine captured it perfectly when they were down Banks. When it was like the space, it was big. It was big enough. It wasn't too big. It wasn't too small. Like it was full to the brim. It wasn't a fancy do up. It was like a tent. The sound man, the people would come on, perform. Sometimes artists would just come and pass through and say, let me get a piece on the mic there and sing a song. They were not slated on the cards. Like there was a year I went and it rained for the whole night and we stand up in the rain and we party the whole night. Like that is the type of vibe that I believe is what Soca Stage can capture. Like that traditional Cropover vibe, because that wasn't nothing that was special to Soca State of Mind. It was something that I have experienced continuously across the years. Like that type of party was a weekly event.
So look, every week not the same. That's the exact same kind of parties that we were mentioning. The only one that you were mentioning was Brass Party that used to be done by the Port. But yes, unfortunately for me, I was young, but I was able to attend Brewster's Road when it was at the old when it was at the BLP headquarters. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to one of the parties on there when the bartender was partying, mm-hmm. and people don't want drinks. You was hopping over the bar, see your own drink, paying the money, and still hopping back over.
Hopping back over.
That's so honest and community vibey it was.
Yeah.
Like Passion Network. I remember getting a Passion Network shirt just because it was there.
Yeah.
It was, you had to go and buy a booth and purchase this
no,
shirt.
You were good on there. Ramako would be $5. I went to one that seared into my mind that was down by the port too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like everybody, it was just there, and somebody was like, you want a drink? And I've never met this person before ever in my life. Give me a drink and disappear back into the crowd. Like,
yeah,
it was just like, as that community vibe, it was a real time. I think it was either free or $10 or something like that. Like,
yeah, that's the vibe that we are honestly missing, because what's also happened at these things, right,
mm-hmm.
is conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, then nothing like when a Bajan like a particular song or a particular crop of a band, and there is an opposing opinion.
Yeah.
Jeez, don't break. Listen, you can start to see some electrifying conversation happening, man. They're still partying, you know.
Still partying. But
this
yeah.
is song here. This is part yeah. here. This is part here yeah. right now. Like, that's the kind of vibe that we want. But, you know, some of it has been lost because of the, how you call it, the front-facing camera syndrome. You know, a lot of we got to document this is happening yeah. right now. We got to gather with your friends and take this moment. But I always tell people, one thing I experienced last year at Mikey's show, the reunion,
mm-hmm.
is I realized that there were so many moments where I wanted to take up my phone. And it was like, but I actually feel like if I'm more in this moment, experience yeah. right now, I can remember this happened. They got somebody out there with a big camera. I could watch this back over. But right now, exactly. I want to live what's currently happening.
I want to live it in the moment instead of yeah. having to live it through my phone screen. Like, I want to be present, you know.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, you're right, man. That's the vibe that we doing with Soca Stage. The people that come out, there are certain bands that are supporting us as well from early. Got big at Damage Control all the time. Mm-hmm. The Damage Control posse's come out in the shirts. Yeah. They got flag, but they're waving.
See them at the last one. Yeah, yeah, having a good time.
The last one was very interesting because I could tell, right?
Mm.
Everybody's tired. Look, we ain't young yams anymore.
Exactly.
The crow that come to this thing is about be 30 or up. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
I'm 27, but
30. That's a 30 and ups there. That has a long days at work. You
right,
know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
And really and truly, people get in, you can see they was tired. But when they had some performances by some up-and-comers, a man like P mm-hmm. did a really, really good performance.
Mm-hmm.
And King Cudi performed, and he performed all throughout the car park.
Wow.
Really good performances. But you see when Grateful Cole performed?
Grateful, yeah. Grateful.
Great people. Good. Catch up on this boy here.
Yeah, he Grateful, is good. He is good.
Cut like, down. I told Grateful come and give me a little 10-15. Grateful performed for about half hour.
He could give a performance and the music is good.
I want you guys, when you finish listening to this podcast, go on YouTube, check out Selector Charts, because Selector Charts actually captured a lot of the moments from his mm-hmm. performance. And there was one particular time where he was singing the song Center
mm-hmm.
and he got everybody to come in the center in the car park. And was just chanting center. Yeah, I just had a vibe,
he
man.
Destined for so much greatness. Like his talent yeah. is, it, like he barely even scratched the surface. Like,
correct.
He is really the future of what Crop Over is, what soca music is coming out of Barbados. And I really would like to see a lot more from him yeah. because he is so good. Like the bars, he sets the bars so high.
And I like the camps that you see him being established. He camps yeah. the talent. So you almost every
camps
time
the
you,
talent.
You
I like
see.
That.
Grateful Cool written by Sadis
yeah.
or Grateful Cool written by Lead Pipe or
yeah.
Grateful Cool and Lead Pipe rolling together. They had a time I saw them performing, and you know, as you're performing throughout the season, your voice is starting
yeah, to yeah, you know, it's starting to go, especially
Grateful can sing his song. I think it was Location.
Uh-huh.
And Mo started to sing Location. And I was like, but this is what we love. And this
yeah.
like this is the kind of vibe that is have in a car park jam. Like, they're just outside, you're having a little brewski.
Yeah.
Your boys, your girls, and everybody and checking for where you look like.
Yeah.
You're comfortable, outside sweet, the music
just,
pumping.
Yep.
And you're having
moments.
The time, man.
Yeah.
And you're building memories of the new music that's coming out. The music is good. We also, that same night, last Soca Stage, that's the night that Edwin Yearwood and Mikey released their song
Wasteland Therapy. Yeah.
And as soon as it come in the inbox, my little brother played. Yeah. Like, he see it come in his phone, download, play the song.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed this song just come out yeah. and people started to walk up.
Yeah.
And that's the vibe that we're really going for. And I'm happy that people can come to the website and listen to the songs, you know, vote in the charts, have a good time there, but then also have an option to come out every single Thursday, now at First Lady Enterprises out by the National Stadium. We go from 8 p.m. to 1 p.m. Do not come late, because you can miss some performances.
Nah, no, that's really it. That's true.
And the people that are there are the right set of soca people, man. That same original soca state of mind people, the Boosters Road people, the Passion Network people, them kind of people.
Yeah, the Port Lane, the Scrawl Up people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that all them, that like quintessential crop over fet, that weekly crop over fet, like, is that where it isn't that you don't want to go to a big fet, but you just want something in the week to hold you over. Like,
yeah,
the next fet you want, maybe don't. The end of July, but it's me and no, you want sign no to get you fixed, you know? Yeah. And you go up the road, you hear some new music, you feel a vibe.
And I was speaking to a DJ's girlfriend. I don't want to call out a DJ name, but I was speaking to a DJ's girlfriend who came to the event, and she was saying she really likes this because she don't feel ashamed not knowing the music, because right. Everybody here learning the music exactly. With she, and she's able to now connect with these songs a little bit more. Mm-hmm. She can actually look at certain people and see what words to say,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. And listen, tutus, if when I do me wrong, I might start us out with a soca karaoke.
Right, exactly. Then,
new visual rentals giving us a nice screen. I think I might got in the first hour, you might come and be able to sing soca songs.
Exactly.
So watch out, yeah. But she was saying that it was a really good space because she didn't feel embarrassed not knowing the music. Mm. She felt like if people was encouraging her to learn the music, and if she looked across and she know the song, like you seeing somebody else that know it and tell her, yeah, man, this is thing, and this who produce it, this who write it.
Yeah.
And because you got knowledge there as well. So you got different artists passing through. So you not only just got soca lovers, but you got the nerds of soca there too. Yeah. You got soca geeks.
The geeks are there, you know?
The producers. I think DJ Kai was there as well. Big ups to Green Shanti as well. But the people there that real passionate are also got knowledge on the music as well. And as I tell you, the quarrels and conversations, man, that's be happening. That's also a part of what makes crop over is why we relate shows like fireworks and things so bad, because you know there's a conversation.
There's a conversation around it. Because yeah, you can't have crop over without either controversy or conversation. Like that's just what it is, you know. And
correct.
It's part of going out to is meeting new people. Like you will see somebody 1 week, you see the next week at Soca State of Mind, you might see them somewhere else. And then you build relationships that way.
Yes. Like, yes.
The bartender woman who I look specifically for because I only see her crop over. And so I look behind the bars to see her. We see each other.
That's what it's
about.
That's really what it is.
So,
and I mean, I know a lot of people sometimes complain about you seeing 4 songs being played for crop over. But what I would say is that I definitely have seen, I wouldn't say a change, but I have noticed that DJs are fitting in more of the new music. And it's still me, you know. It's still me at this recording.
Very, very early.
And the DJs ain't really going to do this yet. But they're still trying to fit in the songs. And you seeing some of the people who got promotions, they're fitting in some of the new songs. They ain't just reaching for that Trini song to ease in. They're easing in a little Mikey all over here or a little brain freeze by that point. You understand? So you're seeing the new music being incorporated in media as well. And I got to say big ups to people for that. I've seen people like dropping, like other people got charts as well, like Diamond TV got a chart. I saw Bassidy put up these songs that we should check out for.
We say, you know, we want to highlight a lot of the music coming out.
Yeah, man.
Similar to what you saying, people were like, oh, we don't know the music's coming out, or they don't think that it's out. And it's like, but there's a whole heap of music that out. Or then we would see stuff on Twitter, like I saw Ramon G post some stuff, and I'm like, all right, I could see the name, but what does this actually sound like that you're referring to? So then to be able then to put a face and a music video to the name of the song, then it's be like, okay, this is what it sounds like. This is what he means. I get what he means. Yes, I agree. No, I don't agree. But at least giving the people the option of knowing what it is that's out there.
There you go. That's what it's about. And I mean, like, somebody asked me the other day if they hear anything from Marsville yet. And I was like, Marsville got like 4 or 5 songs already.
Like, what are you doing?
Every June. And Marsville got music videos.
Yeah.
And things like that. They are music videos out for a couple of. I off the top of my head, I know about four already that mm-hmm. out. Marsville got one, Mikey got one, a lady called Jaya has one, Mola Sanctuary has one, and I'm sure they got others Mola that Sanctuary. I ain't know about.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they got music videos out. People are putting out the content, man, and I'm real proud of the artists, the producers as well, I think, stepping up the game, and the collaborations. We got some big collaborations happening. Look at Peter Ram and Destro.
And Destro.
That's a beautiful Edwin, song. Like
some strong powerhouse combinations.
Top ones, man.
Mole and Jaguar. So like some real, real work coming out this season.
And, you know, I'm just really happy to see people interacting with our site. Sometimes we will see them coming in because on the website stats, you can see how long people are staying on the site. And one day, look, and I was wondering if it was a mistake because they had a guy from Canada and he was on the site for 8 hours and I was trying to figure out what was happening.
What's he doing? Yeah.
All he was doing is because it's a playlist. So he was letting the songs just play. And then he watched a couple interviews, you know, and then he just went back listening to more music went back and listened to them again.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I was seeing him jumping and what links he was clicking, you know, and he was just there enjoying the music. So I just really encouraging people to catch on the music, catch on the events, come to Stalker Stage, but ain't just Stalker Stage. You got real things out there that you could come to. We think free, so all you got to do is a little gas money, a little money for the bar.
Come out the road. Exactly, a little, you know, $20 can't kill you. Come out one or two, three drinks, a couple of beers. And
you buy 2 fish cakes and cool yourself.
Exactly.
And then you'll be able to get home early enough that you can still, you know what's going on from the Friday.
Right, exactly.
You know, we can keep up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Unless, you know, you never know what happens.
Exactly. You know, things run over. Yeah, because you know how it's getting later on in season when them parties,
But we definitely going to be working hard to feature the artists as a space for the artists to come. They could come and perform their new music. The DJs coming and they're pumping the new music. As I was saying, fashion designers could pass through. The bands could pass through. Anybody could pass through once you're creative.
Yeah.
You're a cultural performer, anything. So you come and pass through and do a thing. Big ups to all the partners involved. Big ups to everyone who told us, try and come and do this. You understand? Big ups to Damage Control, Selected Charts, New Visual Rentals, The Doctors, Super Sterls, Mayhem Sounds. I sure am forgetting people that I can't remember right now. Main Event. Everybody, thanks so much for coming on board. Also want to big up Bazzardy, because Bazzardy is put me in Canada. It's be fussy to see that there.
No, we was glad to see a lot of the events. And then from doing the first one, then to see more, then to see more, other people message like, okay, we keep expanding, but then people are asking us what stuff is there to do, and then we could be able to direct them to it. It's okay, this is the chart, these are the places to go. Go to these pages and they will tell you what music to listen to, where the event is, that type of stuff.
Yeah, but to be very honest with you, I'm really, really proud of the Isoka chart that we're doing because we have curated a really nice list of names where you can see people from Bit, you know, a little bit when you sound a little bit and the same site, you got people singing gospel for Carpova.
Yeah.
And then going right down to the Mole and Jaguars and the Edwin and Mikey's with all the power, you know, so, and you got this a range of talent and you could come on the site and you could actually decide for yourself what is it that I like, you know, like you could vote for your favorites, and as you see them on the chart, get fussy. And you know, I know they got people that be sending people to vote for the song. I think
exactly.
But there are a lot more people coming on to the site now as it builds, and we are getting some international eyes as well. The people from New York is love to come and look at the site, and then love a piece of soca.
Yeah,
a
lot of the diaspora like soca, and being able to listen to it, especially coming out of Cropova and hearing what's sweet. Because as I used to tell people all the time, Cropova really is the home of sweet soca, so then they could be able to hear it and listen to something new, something different.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage all the artists out there, all the producers, you know, sometimes you might feel like, what are you doing this here for? I hear my song play, you know, like, trust me, there are spaces that your song would play, there are people that are liking it.
Yeah,
you just have to, you just gotta work a little harder at going out, like, go out. Don't just stay home. Just stop on WhatsApp and wait for something to happen.
And wait, like, you need to put yourself out there. You need to go out there, especially with the music, to let people know. And there's always something that we always talk about in terms of marketing, and that people feel that you just drop a song, you drop it on YouTube and that's it. Or you drop it on, you know, you met one post and that's it. and people just supposed to pick it up and run with it and not put anything else behind it. But it's like creating a song, dropping it is only the first step. No, the work got to happen.
Yeah. And in terms of the work to it, I also want to remind the creatives out there that there's always critique that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Try and listen.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly go execute everything, but at least have an ear to see what people are talking about, because a lot of the time it really can assist you. Because for someone that hears a lot of the music, obviously there's varying qualities in terms of the production.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the vocal approach to a lot of the music, like if somebody to spend a little bit more time.
Yeah. Just a little bit more time, just touching it some more would it be, you know? Could have really fine tuning it.
What's happening at Cropover too? We gotta be honest. People just get fussy.
Mm.
So somebody might say, "Oh shoot, it's May the 15th. I ain't got my song recorded yet."
Yeah.
So they get run by this body. Then they can be pressuring the man. So do this. Oh yeah, it mix it, it master yet.
Yeah.
And then the man can send you this half done thing.
Yep.
And you send it to the radio, you know, and that's the mix that all the DJs get in. But really and truly, like, you could bring it the horns a little bit.
Yeah.
You could add another layer here.
You know, they just want a little touching, a little bit more.
You could have called Rochelle for some backup vocals.
Anything.
I feel Rochelle should be like, she should be a Hollywood star, but you know, Rochelle Griffith is the leading backing vocalist in Barbados. Every single piece of artwork for any song, backups by Rochelle.
She got she talent for joke, man. Yeah, that's really a truth.
She understands the vibes of songs and she knows how to add her element to really evolve the sound of the songs. But I just want bigger to everyone on the outside, man, that has ever supported going on in anything that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever liked a post, shared a post, especially sharing the post. If you voted in the awards, if you voted on the charts, if you've come to any of our events, we are very, very thankful. We are a very small company. We've been told before that, so you just send this person to this session. Like, you mean me? Like that?
Right?
I'm that person. That's what we do. It's me, my wife, and a couple other people, and we work very hard.
Yeah. To be able to produce everything. Yeah,
we don't have any full-time employees. We have a lot of freelance workers that have their other responsibilities, you know, and we're just really grateful to the organizations that believe in us as well, that have believed in us in the past. People like the Ministry of Culture, the NCF, the U.S. Embassy Bridgetown, the National Transformation Initiative, all these persons who have come on board and said, you know, when I want to help, huff of that idea, so, and go forward. And big ups to you who coming on board as well. Yeah, I see you. You coming on board just now. I can see you. All the people that we are custom working with, man, I want to wish everybody a happy, happy crop over, because I feel it can be real good. Like, you ain't got to spend big money for everything. There are options out there, people. There are options out there. Take your time.
Yep.
Drink responsibly as well. You understand? Remember your water?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember your sunscreen. Yeah,
but thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your commendations to others. You know, we look forward to great things from both Going On and Soca Stage.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
Vasity, that's what's going on.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.